This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Bartal, Gujarat through video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Bartal has been influencing the social and spiritual life of people for many decades. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of the assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on 13th of this month in 43 constituencies. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the INDIA bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address BJP party workers of Jharkhand this afternoon in Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program through video conferencing. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold rally in support of former Chief Minister Champai Soren at football ground in Adityapur under Saraikela constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold two election rally at Panki and Chhatarpur Assembly constituencies. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at four places of Husainabad, Saraikela, Ichagar and Sili Assembly constituencies. Today is also the last day of the campaigning for the assembly by-polls in Assam and West Bengal. In Assam, a total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the five assembly seats that are going to by-polls on Wednesday. Several senior leaders of the NDA, Congress and BPF will try to woo the voters today in the poll-bound areas. Over 10 lakh voters could exercise their voting rights in these five seats. In West Bengal, by-election will be held in six assembly constituencies. The Election Commission is taking comprehensive measures to ensure a free and fair election across these constituencies. There are over 15 lakh eligible voters in these six seats. Justice Sanjeev Khanna will take oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer oath of office to him at a special ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in the morning. Justice Khanna was appointed as an additional judge of the Delhi High Court in 2005 and was made a permanent judge in 2006. He was elevated as a judge of the Supreme Court in January 2019. Justice Sanjeev Khanna succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, who demitted office yesterday. In West Bengal, the trial in the ghastly rape and murder of a junior woman doctor at Kolkata-based RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital will start at a special court from today. The trial will be conducted on a fast track and daily basis. It will start 94 days after the body of the junior doctor was discovered within the RG Kaur premises on the morning of August 9. The Central Bureau of Investigation had filed its first charge sheet in the matter 35 days before the beginning of the trial process. In the first charge sheet, Sanjay Roy was identified as the sole prime accused in the rape and murder crime. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organize a six-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building Program from today in New Delhi. Senior officials of national human rights institutions from eight countries, including Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand, among others, will participate in the program. NHRC said that the program aims at enhancing the promotion, protection and strengthening of human rights across diverse regions. First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, reached Mumbai yesterday on a visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he is looking forward to their engagement at the India-Russia Business Forum today. The Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 will start at Rajgir in Bihar today. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day event this evening. In addition to India, top Asian hockey teams from China, Japan, Malaysia, Korea and Thailand are participating in the event. In cricket, South Africa defeated India by 3 wickets in the thrilling encounter at St. George's Park in Gibraha last night. Chasing down India's target of 125, the hosts crossed the winning line in 19 overs, finishing at 128 for the loss of 7 wickets. Tristan Stubbs was declared player of the match. With this victory, the four-match series is now tied at 1-1. The third match will be played in Centurion on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.